Thanks, Ray. Thanks very much. Good afternoon on this Tuesday afternoon. 51551, ray@rte.ie. Sad news there about Tommy Gorman, and sad news about Micheál Amirahertig. And I was just thinking back to Tommy Gorman. A lot of people remember him for that. I suppose it was a historic interview with Roy Keane back in 2002. Roy Keane went to Saipan before the World Cup, fell out with Mick McCarthy, arrived home. The whole country was waiting, thinking that, ah, sure, this is going to be okay, it's going to be fine, he's going to return and kiss and make up. But that didn't happen. And the first person to get an interview with Roy Keane was Tommy Gorman. And we watched it in our hundreds of thousands. He'll be sadly missed by his family and his friends. And a brilliant journalist. And he was there as the Northern correspondent for years. And then when he got cancer, he didn't stop his journalistic career, his journalistic want for a story, and he told his own story. So he'll be sadly missed. And Micheál, we would have had Micheál on over the years loads of times. He was just a gentleman, Fearr Uasal, and 93, which is a really good age. And he was always up for a laugh, always up for a laugh. I remember back in the Today FM days, we asked him to be a commentator on, do you know that, is it called air football or whatever? You have a little ball and two straws, and we were playing that and he was doing the commentary. And just, he was up for anything. And I had a particularly lovely memory of, we were on a boat in on the Shannon in Drumanier on Lough Derg. It was July 2018. It was an amazingly beautiful summer's day. We don't get many of them. There wasn't a whisper of a wind, and the sky was blue. And we were on the back of a boat, and Micheál was there as a guest. And we asked him just to introduce people. You know, he was there, and that's what he did. And the people you've been hearing there for the last 2 hours, he was amazing at painting pictures with his words. The power, the magic of radio, and he was exemplary at doing what radio does best. But we had him on the back of a boat, and I just said, would you just, you know, say a few words there, Micheál? And there was no warning, there was no planning, there was no script. And then, yeah, fine, Ray, fine.
Dis mirgai be vointe drum an inver. Ta se go hoontuk vehen chahanub. And if you're not from this place, you're all very welcome here. What a place to be. The great River Shannon behind my back here. The first time I heard of the River Shannon poem was about 10 years ago. Great man down in Limerick, Fran Prendergast. He was the mayor, he was a TD, he was a minister. He produced a poem that was written maybe 300 years ago about the great River Shannon that honours you by coming through here. And he traces it where it rises as a little trickle, as a stream in Sleave Kilkeck up in County Cavan. So you're connected with Cavan from here. I hope you enjoy your stay here. Agus mar a dearmid as gael gigoni, the mermaid bior an aum shorish. That means on this day next year, no matter who wins, anything or everything or nothing, may we all be alive and well and looking forward to another visit to Drum and Inver.
Oh, yeah. There you go. You see, you got an inkling of how his brain works. He pieces things together. They're stored away. And at the mention of a name or a place, he can draw on his vast encyclopedic knowledge of Ireland. We were down in Dingle, another OB, and he's from Lispole, which is just out the road from Dingle. So we invited him along, and we had Tomás O'Shea and Bernard Brogan, Dublin v Kerry, the great rivalry there. Now, we couldn't get him to play football, nor did we want him to play football. We asked him to make a burger, as you do. And Micheál was up for it again. I remember that particular day. He had brought one or two of his children and a number of his grandchildren. And he was doting over the grandchildren at the time. An amazing grandfather, an amazing father. And so we asked him, would he commentate on the burger off, if that's what you call it, between Tomás O'Shea representing Kerry and Bernard Brogan representing Dublin. And this is how it went.
What a coup for Dingle to get two such personalities. You know, where else would you get a man, player of the year, umpteen player of the match awards,
Three all Ireland medals, and he's only halfway through his career. Bernard Brogan, Tomás O'Shea, 5 all Ireland medals, 16 in all in the house, and they're willing to launch this for the Irish Championship. Tomás O'Shea looks quite well, except I think it's a little bit listing like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It's meant to be perfectly balanced, me, going straight up, otherwise it looks absolutely perfect. Bernard Brogan, you spent a lot more time of the spare time decorating it. You've lots of colours on the plate that will distract the judges, maybe. Perfect balance.
On the plate. I don't think the leaves.
Bernard with the right hand, Tomás needing two hands while he was while he was preparing earlier on. He had one hand in the pocket, and the best of people don't do that. I could say no more. Crave na hair na vegaun or a hukig dinig in a law had to declare who is the champion burger maker of Ireland for 2016.
There you go. I think it was Bernard Brogan who won, just for your information. And still on food, which you wouldn't associate Micheál Omar-Hertig with, but one of the things that Micheál went viral for was a video made for the Irish Times by Brian O'Brien back in 2015. And it made its way onto Reddit, which is a sort of a forum, a chat room type place. And it racked up thousands of views, hundreds of thousands of views, since viewers found Omar-Hertig's voice relaxing. It's a type of ASMR. Do you know that thing that people go on and they listen to various things, but they, and we've heard it already today. It was his voice, wasn't it? It wasn't, it was the knowledge, it was the voice, it was the charm, it was the fact that he was such a gentleman. But here he is describing from his own kitchen, making a ham salad sandwich.
Now, I wouldn't overdo whatever you put on it. I wouldn't have it coming out to the edges, just within. Sort of like a football pitch, the lines are there, outside it, nothing else, on the pitch, the essential. I would then get ham that's boiled at home. I don't like the ones you get in packets or anything like that. They're too thin. They resemble razor blades to me at times. Now, I like plenty of it, substance to it. Now, this is a good one to put. It's nicely bent around there to match around. Now, that would be sufficient. And Cadra, they'll lay anything, since you know, coupe the tomato, though. You know, they give a bit of moisture. You know, you might have tea with it or something like that, or milk or water or anything. Tomatoes, and I just, they wouldn't be evenly cut, but they'd be cut so that they'd rest on it. Hoop the count.
There you go. Huh? And he spoke to Gay Byrne on the meaning of life back in 2010, 14 years ago. So by my calculations, he would have been 79. And Gay brought up the topic of your mortality, death.
I think most people don't think about death. You know, like you look towards the end of the rainbow. It's out there somewhere, and the somewhere could be nearer, it could be further away. But it was great consolation to read recently that the first person to live to be 130 years in Ireland has already been born. There's nothing wrong with saying that person could be me. But I haven't actually thought about it yet. Maybe now that I'll do a little bit of thinking about it. But I'd be hoping that it's far off. I don't think it's something to be scared of. And I think that's one of the things that religion, you know, teaches you.
There you go. And of course, it's important to point out that Micheál was a great champion of ladies Gaelic football in Camogie. And Mary O'Connor, who was a dual player for Cork back in the day. Was it 7 Camogie All-Irelands and 5 football ones? Good afternoon, Mary.
Good afternoon, Ray. That's correct, That's right.
And is it overstating it to say that Micheál was instrumental in you getting those medals?
Well, I mean, there's a lovely story where I started secondary school in 1990 in September, and we had a brilliant English teacher in St. Mary's High School in Middleton called John Gallagher. Mm-hmm. And he encouraged all the girls in the class to write to somebody famous. Mm-hmm. Now, I was the only person in the class who wrote to Micheál Omar-Hertig. And I said it to the teacher, and he said, why not try it? He might write back. And lo and behold, 2 weeks later, I got a lovely letter with the RT logo on the front of the envelope to the post. To think back now, 1990, I was a teenager. I was just starting out in my love of Gaelic games, and to get this from him, and he mentioned in the letter that Cork had a great year. They had won the double in hurling and football, and then who knows, in a couple of years, we might see you in Croke Park yourself someday. And it kind of, it stuck with me. I held on to the letter. I've moved house since, and only last year I was up in the attic and I actually found the letter again. And there was actually a tear in my eye, Ray, because he is such an icon of Gaelic games. He is synonymous with Gaelic games. His voice and how he brought you being there if you weren't there at all. I remember getting into a car after matches myself for getting onto a bus, and you'd be going home and you turn on the radio and Micheál would be commentating on a match, and he brought you there. The little tidbits he knew, little things. He was such a repository of information about people, and he had humour as well. And, you know, you just wanted to be part of it. You wanted to be part of the Gaelic games. And if you were lucky enough to play in Croke Park in the Ireland final, you got Micheál O'Mahertig commentating on you. And for him to mention your name when you played Gaelic games, it's something that I'd always have.
Yeah. From East Cork, from Killa, Mary O'Connor, jewel player. That would have been the type of thing he'd say. He would have known all the details.
Yeah, like he had, like there's some famous ones, you know, about Sean O'Gohalpine. His father's from Fermanagh, his mother's from Fiji, neither hurling stronghold. But there was a brilliant one between Teddy McCarthy and Mick McCarthy, both now passed on, God rest them. But he commentated that Teddy McCarthy passes the ball to Mick McCarthy, no relation. Mick McCarthy passed it back to Teddy McCarthy, still no relation. It was that kind of stuff, you know. And you had a brilliant one about Anthony Lynch, who was a great Cork footballer back in the day. And he said, Anthony Lynch, he'll never let you down. His parents are undertakers. You know, that kind of stuff that you just brought that humour in. Yeah. And it was just something that stuck with you, you know. And look, I mean, for people involved in Gaelic games, you know, he will be somebody that can never be imitated. And I think people talk about imitation being the sincerest form of flattery. I don't think anybody would even dare try and imitate him, because he was so unique.
And you were on the road to Dingle one day.
Oh, Ray, yeah, a couple of years ago, I was on the road to Dingle on Good Friday. I was going walking, actually climbing Mount Brandon with my friend of mine. And I was driving down the road, and I saw this guy on the far side of the road, you know, walking sprightly. And I drove past him, and he was striding it out now, Ray. And I drove past him, and I looked, and I said, that's Micheál O'Mahertig. I stopped the car and jumped out. I'd say he thought we were going to abduct him. And, you know, I kind of started a chat with him, said who I was. Now, he said he remembered me, but obviously being from Killa, there's a strong hurling connection in Killa. And, you know, I had a photograph taken with him. And when I heard the news today, I immediately went back to find seeds that I still have that photograph, because, you know, it's something that he meant so much to me in my career. And I think anybody who played Gaelic games would tell you the same. It's not just me. I think anybody who had the privilege of listening to him or playing and him commentating on you, it's just something that you can't even explain, you know.
Yeah. Well, Mary, I know you're off away. Thanks for taking time out. And we couldn't find that Sean O'Gohalpine quote. It's difficult to find. But when we were speaking to him down in Dingle, I think it was 2016, we asked him about it. And this is what he said.
I said what was true, that the father was from Fermanagh and the mother was from Fiji. Neither place was a stronghold in hurling.
Hey, that's my favourite. Micheál O'Mahertig.
Mary O'Connor, thanks for helping us remember the late Micheál O'Mahertig. Go on, good.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you.
And may he rest in peace.
Galileo fell in love as a Galilean boy, and he wondered